Okay, we're going to pick up two lines from the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, the words of Amar of Chista, Amar Mar Ukva, the Gemara now is paskening, Hilchasa, Bein Sha'amar Tznu, whether the father says, we're talking about the case where the father says to give a shekel to his son, Uvein Sha'amar Altitnu, he said, give them only a shekel, no Sim Lam Kol Tzarka. We don't actually give them the actual only one shekel a week, we give them much more. So the Gemara asks, though, Hai Kamal an Alach Rav Meir, Damar Mitzvah Kana D'Rav Meir. Meir says that you should listen, fulfill what the father says. You should listen to what the father had commanded, that he wanted only this amount. So the Gemara says, Hani Milei B'Milei Achrina. This rule only applies to other cases of Al-Baha, Menach Nechile. But in this case, we assume that it is desirable for him to be provided with all their needs. So why did he say only give them a shekel? Because L'Zerzunayu De'asa, it's only coming to them to be encourage them to pursue business and limit their expenses in order that they should learn the value of a dollar and not just everything was handed to them. So the Gemara Tznan Hasam, we learn in a Mishnah in Gittin, Apu'utos, when it comes to Apu'utos or young children from the age of Rashi says 8 or 9, really depends on the level of intelligence, the Gemara actually says in the Gemara in Gittin, Mekhar Mekach Umenka Merkar, that if they go to a store shop, that's valid, their sales are valid. This is all Midrabanan. B'metaltalim, this is a Din Derabanan. Midaresa, a Kinyan of a Katan is not binding at all. Derabanan gave the ability to children to be able to buy food and other things because it's necessary for them to be able to live. So that's why Midrabanan works. Amar Afram, Loshano Ela She'en Sham Apitropos. This halacha that there is no apitropos, that the father didn't appoint someone like an estate executor, I think it's called, right? Executor, manager, to manage the estate. Aval yesham apitropos, but where there is someone who is watching over the estate and taking care of it, ein mekam mekam, ein mekam mekam. The Din Derabanan isn't in play anymore. Because the whole idea of the Din Derabanan is that they should be able to provide for themselves, and if they're not able to buy, then it wouldn't be the case. If they had a apitropos, he's in charge, so then anything they do should be invalid. So where does it mean, diktani, ein maisek tana klum? Because our Mishnah says that a maisa of somebody below the age of our mitzvah, bas mitzvah, would be meaningless halachically. So therefore, we learn that this is what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. The Gemara says, "Dil mahecha de ikash lishayni." But maybe we could say that if there is a trustee, then the halacha would be that it's different. Our Mishnah speaks of a trustee who is in charge with a specific job. So therefore, he can't be compared to a regular din of a regular shlish, a regular person who is a manager managing the property. And maybe they're fundamentally is a chiluk, meaning if the katan is selling for the purpose of food, that would not be a deviation from what the father wanted. If at the end of the day, the father just wants someone to watch over, so maybe that should be okay. So Gemara says no, because imked litni, then the Mishnah should say, aval biktana yaseh shlish mashluhu shlash biyado. But in the case of a minor, the trustee should do as he was instructed. He should be done as it was said to him. My ain my sektanaklum. For what purpose did they say that the act of a ketana is going to be meaningless? Shema mina afilu be'alma. We learn from here that a minor cannot buy or sell even in a normal case, meaning even in the case where you have the trustee who's watching over, no specific din that was, or action that was done contrary to what he wanted. Nevertheless, the Maisiktana cannot buy or sell, and the Mishnah is telling us that case would be analogous to the case of a shlish, to the case of someone who's watching over the property. Hajjalach Matsiyas Isha, Hajjalach Matsiyas Isha, Hajjalach Matsiyas Isha. So now we're up to a very fascinating parak. A lot of yeshivas learn this, but Ian, it's a very, very geshmaka parak. Hamadir. So first two Mishnahs are going to discuss about different nidarim that would cause an end to marriage, and then Gemara is going to discuss other things. It's a pretty famous Gemara on Ayin Beis there about the woman covering their hair. That whole sugya comes up there because that's something that's grounds for divorce potentially. So the Mishnayos are discussing different things that are grounds for divorce. It says the Gemara, Amardis Ishtam Lahenis Lo Ad Shloshim Yom. Yamid Parnes, Yeser Mikan, Yotubi Sing Suva. So someone makes a neder prohibiting his wife to have benefit from him up to 30 days. So then he would set up a partner, someone to take over the money to give her support, to support her during that time. However, it's longer than 30 days, so then we force the divorce, and he forces the divorce. So Rashi actually says a question that at the end of the day we learned earlier, that when it comes to someone who's ma'ad or tashmish shemitah, that was either a week, 2 weeks, that was by Shem and Beis Hillel. So how is it? He says all hana is usher to him. So isn't hana also considered the hana of having relations with his wife? So Rashi addresses this question. Rashi says that at the end of the day, that he has no right to be to make the neder against Hanas Tashmi's neder aleah because he owes it to her. So therefore, he's not allowed to be madir his wife to that purpose. He's not allowed to madir her from the benefit of him having relations with her. And that's how he phrased it. So therefore, that would not be, as opposed to the other case in the Mishnah earlier, that was where he was madir himself from the Tashmish. So the Gemara says, if it's longer than that, then we force the divorce. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bi'isra, Chodesh Echad Ikayim, Ushnayim Yosef Iksuba. 1 month he's ought to keep her. However, if it extends to 2 months, so meaning, according to this, it extends into the second month, according to the Rishonim, then you force the divorce and give her a ksuba. The Kohen, however, when it comes to a Kohen, because a Kohen can never get remarried, so then we're more makpid about this. We give him more time, rather. Shnayim Ikayim, the 2 months he's allowed to keep her. Ushlosha Yotzi V'yisen ksuba, while if the neder goes and extends to 3 months, then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. So now the Mishnah continues. Amadir ishto shalotitom echad makola peros. If a man makes a neder on his wife, that she should not taste any type of fruit. So you're not allowed to make this neder on her. No one's allowed to make a neder on somebody else to do that. So how is this being chal? Because you say that this type of fruit is going to be, she says it's usher to me, and he was mekayim it. He was mekayim the neder. That's what we see. That's like he made the neder for her. So yotzi v'sing suba, he must divorce her. Even if there was a short period, even one day, it's the grounds for a divorce. The Gemara is going to discuss why that is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael Yom Echad Ikayim, that you have 1 day, Shnayim Yotzim Ksuva, and the second day you divorce her. Kohen, we give 2 days, Shnayim Ikayim, Shlosha Yotzim Ksuva, the third day you divorce her. Amar Jezisha Shalot Yitzishkes Be'echad Mikol Aminim, that she shouldn't adorn herself with the type of perfume. Yotzi V'Yisim Ksuva, he has to force the divorce, he gives a Ksuva and divorce her. Rabbi Yosi Omer B'Tainis Shalot Nitan Kitzpah, when it comes to the case, and this is also a similar thing where she made the neder and he was Mikayim. In the case of poor woman, he has to divorce her only if he didn't give a certain amount of time. If he gave a vast amount of time, like let's say he says 2 months, so then at the end of the day, he could argue that she's poor, she's not used to it anyway during those 2 months, it's okay. Uvashira shloshim yom, whereas with regards to a wealthy person, it's going to be 30 days. It's going to be 30 days, and we force the divorce in that circumstance. Okay, so now we're up to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, V'keirin demeshubadla, at the end of the day though, why is this neder even chal? If he's obligated to support her, how could he make this neder on her? Kol kamina demafgila shibuda, is it within his power to ruin ki'ilu a shibud, a lien on something that he owes to her? I can't make a neder on something that's not mine. V'atzanan konim she'ini ose lepicha. If a woman said to her husband, Konim, that I'm not going to work for any benefit for you, the husband doesn't even need to annul that vow, that neder, because the neder was never enforced, because she's not allowed to say that statement. So Gemara says, Alma, kevan demeshabdalei, because she has a chiyuv too. Work for the benefit of the husband. So since she's not allowed to ask her those things to the husband, so since she is meshabet to him because she's obligated to give it to him, so too, lav kol kamina demafkele shibude, it's not within her power to ruin the lien, ki'ilu, that his rights to this maisei yadayim. So Gemara says, hachanami, kevan demeshubad lahir, also, since he is obligated to provide for lav kol kamina demafkele shibude, it's not within his koyach, halachically, to remove the shibud, and how would his neder be taking effect? So the Gemara says, "Elam itoch shiachal loymer la tzimai seyadayef mizrusach." If a man's allowed to say to a woman, "Take your earnings and I'm going to cancel out the food that I'm owed to you. I'm supposed to be giving to you." Nasa keomer la tzimai seyadayef mizrusach. It's as if you're saying, "Take your earnings, and that should be instead of your food." So since he no longer is chayav to provide for her, it's ki'ilu that the neder is chal. So Gemara says, but if that's true though, v'mitzel ha'ad ravuna marav, damar ravuna marav, and a woman could also say that. Yechola isha tzomar labai la'ini nozav zan osa. Just like a man can say, I'm not providing for her, I want you to work, so we're going to see in a moment, but that obviously provided that, no pun intended with the pride, that provided that she's able to support herself with the amount that she's working for, and if it's not, he has to fill in whatever is left over. But here, the question is, that in this case, where a woman says it, she's allowed to say, she's making tons of money, millions of dollars, she could say, instead of my money that I'm making, I don't need her support for the food, and I'm keeping my millions of dollars that I'm making. So that works. So the Gemara says, the whole idea was that since she's allowed to cancel it, when she makes the neder, it's like she's already canceled it. So the same thing should be, for the woman. If she says this neder, it should be something which you would have to make, that taras nedarim, because the neder should be chal, because it's like she's saying, I'm not receiving your food, and I'm not working, meaning I'm gonna do my own work, and I don't need your food. So the Gemara says, Nasi kimish omer la'in nezar zonosa, it should be the same halacha. So the Gemara says, "Ela lo tema naase." Don't say it's as if he had taken back and renounced her earnings. Rather, but Omer lo tzi maase adayach b'mezonosayach. Rather, say that the Mishnah is referring to a case where he actually said beforehand that your maase adayim, your earnings are going to be for you, and I'm not providing you with food anymore. In that case, he's not obligated to support her, and the neder would be chal. So Gemara says, "Ihachi parnis lamala." So why does she need a person overseeing the fact that she is provided for? We're assuming that she has enough based on her maisi dimes. Gemara says, "No, but delo safka, where her earnings do not give her enough support to be able to provide her basic needs of food, and therefore he has a parnis to be mashlamit." So Gemara says, "But wait a second, ibadelo safka hadar kushan duchle. If it's a situation where her earnings are not enough to provide for her food, for her daily food or rations." So then the question could come back to the beginning, because how is the husband allowed to make this neder? He is a chiyuv to make sure whatever she needs in terms of her food is taken care of. And if that's not the case over here, then the neder should not be chal. So the Gemara says, Amar Vashti b'maspekes l'dvarim gedolim, u'v'ina maspekes l'dvarim ketanim. The Mishnah must be referring to a case where her earnings are enough for bigger things, but they're not big enough for these smaller items. So that the things that she really needs as the main things that she has, but the things that are luxuries is not, it's not enough. Her maisei adayim, what she works for is not enough to provide for those things. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Hani dvarim ketanim hechidami. Now, what is exactly the case of these, what we're calling the quote unquote small items? Ida regila behu, if she is actually accustomed to them, ha regila behu. So then she's accustomed to them, and her husband is obligated to provide them. How then is the neder again taking effect? Vi lo regila behu. And if on the other hand, she's not accustomed to them, then parnas lamali. Why does he have to set up somebody, a person watching over to make sure she gets what she needs? If she doesn't actually need these things, he's not chayav to provide for them, and therefore you don't need this guy, the parnas. You don't need the parnas at all. So Gemara says, lo tzricha de regila beis nasha. She was accustomed to them when she was by her father's house. So she's going down, going with her husband to a lower standards. She's used to a higher standards, more wealthy family, more affluent family, but still she comes down to marry her husband, so she's used to his standards. She can argue to him, until now we were married, I was happily married to you, and you didn't madir any of these things, so I went without these luxuries because I was married to you. But now that you made this neder against me, and I'm not even with you anymore, so then go give me that, at least give me the stuff, that the luxuries that I used to be used to in the time where I was in my parents' house. So the Gemara asked then, if that's the whole kimta of the Mishnahs, and Mishnah ad shloshim yom, so what's the difference if the husband makes his days for 30 days, for 50 days, 80 days, as long as the partner is providing for her, you should be able to do it for as long as she wants. So Gemara says, no, because ad shloshim yom lo shmilin be'inche. Up until 30 days, no one's really talking about it that much. But after 30 days, and it's not going to be embarrassing for her. However, tfei shame beinche bezila ba milsa. That when it is more than 30 days, then people will hear about it, and that is something which would be disgraceful for the woman, and she's going to be very saddened about that, and that disgrace would force the husband to get divorced and pay her ksuba money. So the Gemara says, ibais ima, or we give another answer. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Sheidira kshiarusa. You made the neder while she was arusa, and then she entered nisuin. So now, once you enter nisuin, you have 30 days to either mamata the neder or divorce her. So the Gemara says, arusa mi'isla bezona, but, no, you didn't do nisuin yet, sorry. That's going to be the hemshech. Arusa, the Gemara is just assuming that you did erusin. The Gemara says, arusa mi'isla bezona, but if it's only a woman who's arusa, only from the stage of nisuin did we say that a man is obligated to provide the means to eat for his wife. The Gemara says, no, we must be talking about that we're going back to the very first daf. She agiyas man velo nisu. The Mishnah is referring to a case where nisuin happened and they were not married. Disnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, this Mishnah was on in Zion, recorded in the very beginning, the first amud of the Masechta. Agiyas man velo nisu. If they had, the time for nisuin had arrived and they were not yet married, so then the husband is ochos mishlo, has to forgive food from his own, ochos mishuma, and even if the husband is a kohen, the woman is allowed to eat truma, because she's considered a nesua for this purpose. In this case, she is allowed to eat truma. That's what we saw again. That was taken aback later, but that was the halacha originally. Umayishna ad shloshim yom. So why is there a difference until 30 days than longer than 30 days over here? So Gemara says, because ad shloshim yom avid shliach shechusei. It's a side reason. Because up until 30 days, we can assume that the shliach that the husband appointed to provide his wife, who's supposed to be a nesua, but not yet because something happened. So then, the shliach is going to do, he's going to carry out what the mishalech, what the husband had told him to do. However, tfei lo avid shliach shechusei. But more than that, the shliach, the agent, is not going to carry out what he does, and therefore, that is something that is not going to be lovitch shechusei. He's not going to be carrying out providing the means for this woman, and therefore, that is grounds for divorce, and she could force him to give the ksuva. The ibais ima, or we could suggest another answer. Kshedira shi arusa v'nisis. This is what I got ahead of myself. This was the third answer. The third answer now is going to be that he made the neder while she is in arusa, and then they decide to get married, and now the neder is going into the stage of nisuin, but now at nisuin, he has to start providing for her. So zok the Gemara, nises hasfar v'kibla. If she married him when she had taken the neder, so if she married him knowing that he had already taken the neder, then sabra v'kibla, she already thought about it out, and she got married, so then she accepted upon herself these terms. So why can she now demand divorce? So the Gemara says, because maybe she could say the following. To Amra, Kasvura ani shani echol el kabel, achshav ani echol el kabel, that I originally thought I'd be able to handle this, not being provided at all from my husband, and now I see it's terrible, and it's not enough, and therefore I want out, and she's allowed to demand a divorce. So the Gemara says, but when do we say this type of concept? Emar damrin anachi gabi mumin. Only with regards to blemish that the husband had. If the wife prior to nisuin accepted the husband's blemishes, so these are still grounds for divorce after marriage, because she could say she thought she could handle them, but being with him in an intimate setting and things like that, she can't handle them. However, but we can't say this with regards to mizonos. When it comes to mizonos, she certainly realized that she can't do without food. So what was she thinking is going to happen exactly? So the fact that she is now claiming, I really thought I could handle this, now I realize I can't, and I'm demanding a divorce, that's not fair for her to make you that argument. So therefore, we can't accept that answer. So this third answer is rejected. So we either answer number one or answer number two. Both of those were accepted as potential answers to explain the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continued, ad shloshim yom, if there was up to 30 days, yamid parnis, he has to set up a person to support her. Parnis, lav shluchusek, avin, now Gemara's the second question. He made a neder hana, that he's not going to be giving hana to his wife. So the question is, that if that's the case, a person is not allowed to instruct someone to do things either, if you're no der hana from somebody, and have the shaliach do things on your behalf, for the wife, that's like you're getting na'ana. The shaliach shlucho shaladam kamot, so it's like you're getting na'ana. So the Gemara is asking, isn't this like a form of shlichus? So Gemara says, Amar avuna, ba'omer kolazan inamafse. No, he has a specific lashon over here, where he says, whoever is supporting my wife will not lose out by it. In this case, the parnes is considered to be acting on his own and not be acting as the shaliach of the husband. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? V'chiyamar hachi, lav shluchusei kavit. When the husband says this, is the partner is not acting as the shaliach of the husband? V'atzna, don't we learn in the Mishnah in Gittin? The Mishnah says, Mishaya Mishlach Babor, someone who is stuck and thrown into a pit. V'amar kol shemea koilo, anybody who hears my voice, yichtov get lishto, write a get for my wife. Hareilu yichtov, we assume that is a shlichus, and that's enough to assume that those people can go and say we're the shalichim of the husband to go write a get for him, and it would be a valid get. So Gemara says, can we really compare the two? So again, we're assuming over here that the Lashon is going to be a form of shlichus. So Gemara says, Hachiyashah, but are these two cases exactly comparable? Hasam ka'amar yichtov. There, the husband says that whoever hears his voice should write the get. Even though he didn't specify a particular person, he did say that there's he's saying, whoever does it, please go write a get. He's giving them a tzivoy to go write the get. Hachi mi ka'amar yazin. But here, regarding the parnes, did he really say that he should support her? Kolazan ka'amar. All he said was that whoever supports her will not lose by that, and therefore that is not considered a form of creating the shlichus. Even though he implies that he's going to reimburse the parnes, he doesn't actually commit himself to it, and al pi halacha, the Rishonim point out, he would not be legally responsible to. If he decides to go back on his word and just says, you know what? Thank you so much. He said, kolzan inamasid. I meant inamasid in olam haba, because you did a mitzvah and you provided for my wife. That was so nice of you. I'm not giving you a dollar. So that would halakhically be a valid argument, meaning he does not have to pay her. He does not have to pay the person who's supporting his wife, and therefore it wasn't a real form of shlichus. So the Gemara says, v'hamar b'ami, betleika tira loymar. In regards to Hilchos Shabbos, we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us if there was a fire on Shabbos, the Rabbanan permitted a person to say if he hears non-Jews, whoever is going to extinguish my fire is not going to lose out. Meaning, it's not going to go without a reward. I'm going to pay you back. Generally, there's a concept called Amir al-Nakhri, that a man is not allowed to tell a non-Jew to perform any malacha on his behalf. So however, over here, in this case, they do allow him to use this because the Gemara over there tells us that we're afraid if a person is, Lashon is Adam Balo Amamono, and if a person is not going to be told that he's allowed, he's going to stand idly by while all of his possession is lost, we're afraid that the Jew, in his distraughtness, will end up putting out the fire on his own. So that obviously would be significantly worse. So we have this special dispensation for a heter. It does sound, the Rishonim point out, that it sounds from over here that the mechanism of Amira Lenachri is a form of Shlichos, because the Gemara is comparing that to the case of Shlichos, and specifically this case being Mutter, as not being Shlichos by that, but generally maybe then Amira Lenachri is a form of Shlichos, that's why it's Usser. But we know that there is Ein Shlichos La'akam. There is no, you can't appoint, and for halachic purposes, like to marry somebody, to divorce someone, you cannot have a non-Jew be your Shaliach. So that question is raised when it comes to Amir al-Nakhri, if it's mitam shlichos, how is that working? Some say, no, it's a special takana midarabanan, because we know shlichos is only, the whole idea of Amir al-Nakhri is only an Isser darabanan. So that maybe is a special chumra midarabanan, that there is shlichos on a level of darabanan, and that's why they're not allowed to do things to you. Others say it's because it says, the pasuk says, lo yasakum malacha, that malacha should not be done. Even by non-Jew, the malacha should not be done for you. Rashi and Chumash quotes that drasha, it's clearly not daraisa, because we don't hold Amir al-Nakhri as daraisa, but that concept midrabanan is a smachta for the source for Amir al-Nakhri. Okay, anyway, this is one of the rayas for what the source is for Amir al-Nakhri. What's the lumbus behind it? What's the mechanism? Anyway, going back to over here, when it comes to it, so if you say mechabein amasid, that's not a problem of Amir al-Nakhri. It's not a shlichus. So the Gemara points out, bedeleka lemeute mai. Now, saying that it's specifically by the case of a fire, it seems to be excluding something. So which case is it excluding? So la'av lemeute ki agan lachora, it's excluding a case where you say something like this with regards to our case. The Gemara says, lo, lemeute shari isur in the Shabbos. Rabbi Ami says that, to say it in any other isur, like if you say, oh, anybody, you know, who will squeeze a lemon for me is not going to lose out. So, and then you pay him $10 out there for squeezing the lemon for you. So that's called Amir al-Nakhri, and that would be usr that he did the malacha for you. So that, meaning, those type of things are usr. Because Chumar de Shabbos, we hold that it's usr, even though it's not a form of shlichos, since he was doing it for you, it's going to be usr. That is another important point. People don't realize that. There's two isurim with regards to Amir al-Nakhri. One is the Nakhri, you telling the Nakhri to do malacha, which is almost always going to be usr, even in a case where Amir al-Nakhri is going to be mutter, you have to do it derech remes. You're not allowed to tell him, command him to do it for you. You could say, oh, it's really dark in here. So then, darkening is a bad example. Turning on the lights is a problem, unless whatever. And let's assume turning off the lights is a little bit more makel. So I have to go to. I really would like to go to. It's really light in here, and I'm tired. So then he figures out his own. Sometimes they always ask you. They say, "Oh, do you want to turn it off?" And you're not allowed to say yes, because then that's already commanding him. So it's like you have to like pretend you're really dumb. But anyway, so you have to do it derech remez. And the second thing people don't realize, if they do it for you. If they walk into a room and turn on a light, it's a very big problem. If it was dark in there and you couldn't really see well, and they turn on the light for you, anytime they do malacha for you, even though you didn't tell them at all, there's a problem to be nene from the malacha. Anyway, so back to over here. So the Gemara points out that other Yisrael Shabbos is not allowed in this lashon. The Gemara points out, Meisi Rabba is a kachi though. The Mishnah says, Hamudra na mechaveru. If someone is prohibited by a neder to benefit from his friend, ve'ein lo mal yochel, and this person doesn't have anything to eat. So Reuven was madir not from Shimon, and Shimon is there without any food. So what do you do? So the person who made the neder can go to the storekeeper, who he knows. And I said, so-and-so made a neder, he's not allowed to be nene for me. And I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. So it's clearly like you obviously like are hinting that he should give him. Who knows, the storekeeper can give it to him. And then you can reimburse him. You'll reimburse the store owner, and that's not a problem. That's not called being getting a not really like it's indirect because the store you're just paying the store owner. You're just giving the store owner tova. Yes, obviously it's a little bit of like a harama. It's a little bit not totally glatt, but it's allowed over here. So Gemara says halchi udeshari. Only this case is mutter. Aval kolazan in masid. That doesn't say that someone saying kolazan in masid is going to be mutter. Lachora from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention that as a special heter. Lachora it's usher to do so. So Gemara says, Lovi Baikam, and Nora says, no, it's not even necessary to mention it. It's even more positive that that's mutter. Because we're going to say the following. Lovi Baikam, Kalazan in a Masid, Dili Alma Kamar. It's not necessary to teach us the case of whoever says kol hazanim hafsid is going to be fine. Aval hai, but in this case, with regards to the storekeeper, kivan de ragilets lo kazvil kamerle kaman damerle zil havli ata me kamashmalan. That I would have thought in the case of the store owner, since you literally go to the guy every single day, he's like your best friend, the makolot owner across the street, and you said, by the way, the guy, you know, he needs money. That you would have thought is clearly a form of shlichus because the guy knows exactly what you're doing. It's not even like a derech remez, and therefore he's acting on your behalf. And I would have thought that that's a bigger chiddush to teach me it's mutter. That's why the Mishnah only mentions that case. Kamashpon, the Mishnah therefore mentions that specific case is going to be mutter. So now the Gemara goes back to digress to that Mishnah. Gufa mutter anam lechaveru. So ve'en lo ma'yochal lo lechatzal chevene ragel etzlo ish bodim bodim amani ve'neo de ma'eselo who knows in lo uva ve'notem. Is that right? Just quoting the whole part of the Mishnah we saw before, that you go to the store owner and you say, I don't know what I'm going to do. My friend Shimon, I like him so much. I'm not there enough from him. And then you leave the store and the guy provide him with, $100 for Shabbos. So then you pay back the $100. The Gemara now says, Beis Livnos, if the guy has a house to build, the Mishnah continues there, Gidra Ligdor, he had a fence to make, Visadei Ligdor to harvest his field. Holech etzapol and aragin etzo. So you should go to his workers. You have your workers that you know. They also like know your lingo. Ve'omer la'en, you tell them, Ish bodi odem ra'amineni. This person, I feel so badly, prohibited from a neder from benefiting from me. Ve'ine de mesel, I don't know what I'm going to do for him. He knows, and he knows, they do it by themselves. Uvayin, ve'not lin schar mizet. So then they can collect their payment from the guy, Reuven, who Shimon made a neder not to have enough from. So the Gemara says, Hayu ma'alcha v'derech, if they were walking together on the road, ve'ein imo ma'yochal, and he does not have what to eat. So nosin l'achar l'shumatan, he gives it to someone else as a gift. So he gives it to Shimon, and then Shimon gives it to Levi, the Levi on him not from Reuven. And he's allowed to eat. Umuta, that's going to be permitted. Ve'im ein shemachar, what if there's nobody there? So then, maneach agave sela, ol agave ageder. So put it on a fence or a rock, and just say, it's hefker. Ve'omer, harim mefkar l'chomeshiach, whichever wants it, you could take it. And you know it's going to be him, because he's the closest one there, but it's not. He's not neder from you, he's neder from hefker. So the Gemara says, ve'ala notel v'ochal mutar, the person takes it and it's okay to him for him to eat. Rabbi Yossi Osir, Abba Rabbi Yossi says that this is Osir. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rava. Rava asks, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason if Rabbi Yossi says this is Osir? Because of a gzera, Mishim turning on to next someone, Maisa the base Chorot. Because the Maisa base Chorot made a gzera on this case as well. What was the Maisa base Chorot? The Gemara Nadarim, the Fem Ches tells us that there was a town of base Chorot where a man was marrying off his son. And he wanted his father, right, in the Chassan's grandfather, he wanted his father to come to the wedding. However, the grandfather already made a neder from direct benefit from his son. So how do you want to bypass the neder? The son said that he told his friend, I'm giving you the whole chatzar and the whole food and all the big party and everything is yours. It's not mine as a gift. But I tell you this only so that my father can come and eat with us at the banquet. He told him what his reasoning for doing this was. So the person said, if they're really mine, then I'm going to make it all hektish. So the father started yelling. He said, I didn't give it to you to dedicate it to Shemayim. Since we see that the whole thing was a total harama, there was no real genuine gift given. So therefore, that is going to be usher. And therefore, to use this type of, mechanism, of the shady mechanism to allow this is going to be usher. So similar in our case, since it's obvious that Reuven is declaring the food ownerless only for Shimon, that also is according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to be similar to that case, enough to say that we should make a gzera, and it would be usher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tomorrow's daf.